song of America. Once she was a young girl with a heart on fire. Born in the dust of the magic of history. It all goes on, yeah, the dream goes on.
talk with you. People cry in the land of the free. Something's wrong. This is not what they talk me. It's America, the beautiful. My country tears of me.
It says here in the Constitution of the rights of every man. Then it don't take law and order just to make me understand. If the minds of men refuse to see our equality, then it takes some demonstrate and a lot of faith in me.
In this world of materiality, the dollar bill is as far as people see. If we lose the war on poverty, then America's not beautiful. My country still is big.
We all don't want a revolution, but to make all men can see there's a better way of being here. So I ask you, Lord, to send some help to our country, so it once more can be beautiful and free of racism.
Oh Lord, oh may we live to see all the dreams of the men who died for me, and all the young that have been waiting patiently for America, the beautiful. My country tears.
Disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God. desert here in the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA.
We live in a political world. I suppose We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears, and the steps are to the nearest bank. Sure that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities are the lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you're never sure why you're here. We live in a political world. Under the microscope.
You fascists about to lose. I Everybody knows shit's fucked. I don't give a good goddamn. Your Uncle Sam is a motherfucker. I don't wanna see him again. Have to pretend, count to ten. He blew up your towers to justify war. Oh, I don't really care what your arms are for. More money on defense, fuck hospitals. Fuck human beings, fuck humanity. 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 The country I was born, it's sold to you motherfuckers. You patrol both sides of the border. Oh, I don't wanna listen to your order. New world order, new world order. Haven't got anything to lose. 40 years old, have taken news in my hands. Somebody gave it to me, I don't want it. No, I don't want it, You patrol both sides of the border. You patrol both sides of the border. Everybody knows shit. Extinct, we sing of what we are as a race. We don't face the fact the government fucks us in the ass, creating another Pearl Harbor, killing its own kind. What for? Oh, I don't know, motherfucker. I guess money's on the mind. Everybody knows shit's fucked. Everybody knows shit's fucked. Everybody knows shit's fucked.
Folks born, made to wave the flag. Oh, they're red, white, and blue. But when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon right at you. It ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me. It ain't me, I ain't no fortunate one. Some folks are born, silver spoon in hand. Oh, don't they help themselves? But when the tax man comes to the door, Lord, the house look like a rummage sale. It ain't me, it ain't me. Son, it ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no fortune one. Some folks inherit star-spangled eyes. Oh, they will send you down to war. And when you ask them, How much should we give? They always answer more and more. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no military son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate woman. It ain't me. It ain't me. Fortunate one. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate son.
Look here. Let me tell you something. Life's getting kind of rough. Things getting kind of tough. And things just ain't going like we wanna. Well, we'll just blame it on Obama. We got to find a way. Find a brighter day. When he had Carter and he didn't do what he ought to, they didn't do what they say. But now that it's stopped, we'll just blame it on Obama. Now the chickens stop laying eggs. That's a shame. And a dollar ain't worth a dime. Who's to blame? And your wife is on the run, and she won't give you none. We'll just blame it on Obama. Now I got a wife, and I vowed to stay with her for the rest of my life. But now she's looking kind of funny, and I wonder why. So I look at the sky every day, and I hope and I pray that we won't have to lay it all on Obama. Obama, Obama, what a load. I wouldn't want to be you, God knows. But if I had my wish today, I'd get on my knees and pray that I won't have to blame it on Obama. And one more thing, the people in Arizona crying 'cause they ain't getting what they want to. And New York going broke. I hope that don't happen. But I'm down on my knees and I pray that there'll be a brighter day. But until then, I'll just blame it on Obama.
Other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like dogs. Whoa, whoa.
There's people on the street get diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they get diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
Man is lying on the street. Some punk's chopped off his hair. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead. Turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing. Why is wrong with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
What is wrong with the world today?
Hey, you gotta think about it.
Think about it. Good cops been framed and put into a can. And all the money that we're making is going to the man.
What man? Which man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes, technically I am. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why we still paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are you over here?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. Saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg, and he said, somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please.
Can somebody please remove these calories from my knees?
And then we break it down. Yeah, ooh, it's the acapella jams.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh. Yeah, yeah. Breaking it down.
Okay, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome back here with me, KBC. Today we're doing politics because it's America's birthday, for one thing. And I don't think I'll get another chance to do this in time for November. I expect to be a complete nervous wreck, and I expect you to be also. But we'll see. So I figured just, you know, kind of a birthday thing for America. So what the hell, right? Started out with one of my favorites, the KBC band. Yeah, mm-hmm. They started out pretty much right after I started out. So naturally, when they became the KBC band, I had to sue them. And naturally, I haven't heard a thing. But that's okay. They're outsource of the airplane. Kantner, Ballin, and Cassidy. I was always the part of the Yorma and Jack arm of the Airplane fan, but that's another story. The whole thing was great. The Rascals, America the Beautiful, Democracy, explained to us by a Canadian smarter than any of us, Leonard Cohen. Bob Dylan, It's a Political World, it is. Billy Bragg, after that, All You Damn Fascists, from a pile of stuff he found that Woody Guthrie hadn't finished, and he set a lot of music to a lot of lyrics, so that was one of them. Everybody knows Shit Fuck. Yeah, tell me you don't, right? Okay, yeah, tell me you do. I don't care. It doesn't matter, but everybody knows it by now. That was Stephen Paul Taylor, in case you want to know. Todd Snyder, The Fortunate Son, covering John Fogerty. Blame It on Obama, of course. Andre Williams, When All Else Fails, You Blame It on Obama, right? That was Andre Williams, who unfortunately also left us this year. I think it was either earlier this year or late last year, but it wasn't that long ago. Think about it. After that, Something You Do, from The Flight of the Conchords. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny too. So, okay, think about it all you want. Alright, so we got more stuff here for you, because it's America's birthday and we should be polite, okay? So stick to it and I'll be back.
Good evening. Well, it might not be evening, but hello. Listen, I am in South Carolina and I am between and betwixt. The Republicans were here, the Democrats are on their way, and I am here to report what I have seen so far and heard so far out of all of the candidates. I think many of us would agree, and I'm from Washington, so when I say many, I mean, you know, some, would look at this whole election process and Oakland and the Union and what we have, and then I guess really as a fault. I personally, and that's the Oakland and the Union, what we've seen, I guess, too. Specifically, I want to talk about three things. The third thing is, I guess, really paramount to the election union what we have, and I guess really also with both the Democrats and the Republicans. And I say that because I know I did. By telling everybody, and again, I'm from Washington, so when I say everybody, I mean, you know, a select group. Hopefully that we have, and then I guess, I don't, but I know some people who have. The very last thing I'd like to point out is this. What, if any, and if not, how much? I think that's the question. The answer, I think, lies, and there's that word again. But speaking of politics, I do know that it's almost time to boogie out the moment that you know what we have, and I guess really has that to a notion. So until then, you're on your own. Remember what I've always said. You're never completely worthless. You can always serve as a bad example.
Escalator from the top floor. Don't look at my wife's begging eyes. Immigrants, I said they're bringing in rapists. Drugs, crime, and like three decent guys. They're mostly bad hombres. I'm racist like my father. Sieg Heil, Papa. We'll build a beautiful wall. It'll be wonderful and huge. Mock the reporter, he's special. You gotta see this guy. He's so fucking special. I will tweet. I'll distract you. Rosie O'Donnell has AIDS. Don't you see what I'm doing here? It's the art of the deal. Obama's not born here. He's from Kenya, look it up. We don't care who we hurt. Isn't that right, Stevie? White men are in control. I'll grab your perfect pussy. My hands are tiny, you won't even feel it. Throw Muslims in Gitmo. Or get out. And no one will notice. As long as you're black or brown. Dark skin makes you worthless. I'm white, so I'm special. So I'll just tweet. I'm rubber, you're glue now, CNN. Whatever I'm guilty of, I'll blame Crooked Hillary somehow. Oh, Inez, I'm golfing again. Gotta love Mar-a-Lago. I just keep on lying. I let my mouth and run, run and run. Don't worry, tax reform is almost done. Oh, I'm out of breath. That really drained the old swamp. Forget the EPA. Nuclear winter will cool us down. You snowflakes aren't special. Russia won me the election. Shh, don't tell the FBI. So I will tweet while I'm on the crapper. It's gold, it's very nice. I'm petty, vain, and weak. I don't belong here. Who knew this was so hard? No, I don't belong here. Sad.
Just what fascism is, though some may think that it's extreme to find out what words really mean. It has a party, rather small, that seeks to rule rule and govern all. A single leader whom they say everybody must obey. Destroy the government with lies, seize control and centralize. Very shortly you will see a fascist state monopoly. Although we've used the fascist name, communism is just the same. It's plain to see these two are twins, and freedom dies if either wins. 1 billion conquered should reveal the danger that is very real. The greatest fascist threat you see is the communist conspiracy. So rally now to freedom's call. Unafraid, we'll stand up tall. With faith and courage, we will find peace shall reign for all mankind. With faith and courage, we will find peace shall reign for all mankind.
I am pleased to report that Operation Desert Storm is right on schedule. The United States met every overture of peace with open contempt. Step by step, we forced the world into war despite the world's prayers for peace. We are severely degrading the United Nations.
And that's why Secretary of State Baker and Treasury Secretary Brady have met with many world leaders
with the aim of profiteering
from this crisis. Most countries share our concern for principle, and many have a stake in contravention of international law.
Our pinpoint attacks strike at population centers. And let me say, I have every reason to be very pleased with our tools of terror.
This is the first assault in which the nations of the world can no longer count on East-West confrontation to stymie American ambitions. A new world order can emerge. A world where the rule of the jungle supplants the rule of law. A world where there will be a lasting role for a sound defense budget. American interests are far-reaching, and they remind us we are more economically vulnerable. And if, with the Congress, we can develop a dependence on higher defense costs, there will be a lasting role for inhumane aggression.
Principles that you have pledged to defend. One more proof of the savagery in this country.
And that's why they sweat and toil in the sand and the heat and the sun. And the whole world knows it.
Will you please take your seats and clear the aisle? This convention will now come to order.
Mr. Speaker! Mr. Speaker!
The chair recognizes the delegate from his city.
Mr. Chairman, honored guests, and fellow music lovers. These squares have been goofing up the music industry for well now into 50 years. And now we think it's time you gave us a chance.
The American Federation for Preservation of Rock and Roll. We're meeting tonight to set ourselves a goal. To keep the joints on jumping, to keep the rhythm thumping. If you like your music swinging, if you go for jazzy singing, we'll keep it that way every day.
Will a sergeant with arms kindly stop the dance? Upper balcony.
Mr. Speaker,
the chair recognizes Delegate Frankie Lyman.
Where is your platform?
I'm standing on it. We will now have a report from the nominating committee.
We nominate Alice Presley for permanent president. Put Dora Nova's on the floor. Can you tell me
anywhere he went. Those cats will sing you if you want to be sent. Our meeting halls are for having balls. There ain't no place for squares. You can come along on your own. Hey, quartets, the trio, the band. The American Federation for Reservations of Rock and Roll. We're meeting tonight to satisfy your soul. We guarantee good rocking. We guarantee good rolling. We'll keep it that way every day. Mr. Chairman and delegate, we rock and roll these 48 states. Let's take our fight on to the nation with the help of jocks on every state. We'll have a swinging population. They'll all be happy, young and old, when they pull that lever for rock and roll.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness, I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just 'cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's
hell.
Call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade is a spade is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage. I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables,
watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
grow. It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade. How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins be
in the stir-fry are
grated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot
field.
Juice constitutes murder,
pH genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade is a spade is a spade.
When the wind winds the platform blows through your suitcases, well, you want us to crucify the enemy for Jesus. with your Chamber of Commerce soul. You talk the war so bold. God is on our side, but he's lost in your what it bold. And the widows are sighing, children are crying, dreams of the dying say you are not. Pull out your Sunday God and hold him up so proud and say he is with us to the applauding crowd. But the burned blackened place, the shredded disfigured face, don't say that God is love, they say that you are hate.
Don't photograph a penis. Don't paint a breast. Don't write about the truth, because it might offend Jesse. Don't tell it like it is. Don't show where it's at. God, Jesse don't like it. That is that. If Jesse thinks it's dirty, it don't get any funds. They use that taxpayer's money on tobacco and guns, and your freedom of expression is being denied. But if you're not sure what you like, then just let Jesse decide. Jesse don't like it, it don't stay.
But you could sum up America's political discourse, and you might could believe it, or maybe you won't. Red states got the Waffle House, blue states don't. Might be the bacon and cheese grit diet, or the sausage that makes folks lean to the right, or Uncle Joe's pork chops big as a boat. Red states got the Waffle House, blue states don't. What makes a fella favor Nixon over JFK? Might be all of them hash browns, scatters, mother cover, chunk dice, paper cap, top country. Scatters, mother cover, chunk dice, paper cap, top country. So let the pundits worry about the gender gap, tax policy, all of that crap. It ain't gay marriage or the war on dope. Red states got the Waffle House, blue states don't. Red states got the Waffle House, blue states don't.
Set up slot machines on Pennsylvania Avenue. Besides that, in the Senate, I'll install a burlicue. I'll put a floating crap game in the Hall of Justice, too.
Hey, Snake for President.
Get to Washington, I'll introduce a bill to subsidize the bookies and to bring back vaudeville. I'll know each crook what comes to town and catch him at their crime. I did 10 years myself, boy, I can spot him every time.
Hey, Snake for President. Hey, Snake for President. He isn't a Republican, he ain't a Democrat. He never was a general and he never sold a hat. But he's just what this country needs, a circus acrobat. Abe Snake for President.
Hey, Abe, do a couple of backflips for us.
Glad to!
I'll set up beds in Congress so the members can relax. To guarantee attendance, I'll run wires to all the tracks. I'll do away with taxes, I'll use roulette wheels instead. I'll have it fixed so the government will come way out ahead. I'll re-redo the White House in a flowered calico. The furniture can stay, boy, but the piano's gotta go. If I don't make much salary, I'm not afraid of that. Cause if I get elected, well, there's other ways to skin a cat. I have been openly attacked by my opponents who keep hollering, look at Snake's record. So go on down and look at it. If it's all right with my parole board, it's all righty with me. I know the law. I'm a member of the Bar Association. Just ask any bartender in the country. If elected and Congress asks me, President Snake, what about them foreign countries that owe us money? I'll say, let's flip them for it. Double or nothing. You can cheer me now and then, boys. And what's more, I'll be the best darn politician that money can buy. Just remember, put your confidence in a man who's a real confidence man. Abe Snake. Hit it, boys.
Abe Snake for president.
Sympathize with you right off the bat. If you've got too much money, I will fix it so you're flat. Or if you're tired of living, I can put a stop to that.
Abe Snake for president.
Everywhere I go, everyone I meet, all they talk about is this election. I've heard so many views and arguments on the street. I'm getting all confused on my selection. The candidates and their running mates are all high-powered debaters, but I wish I knew which one of them would keep me in potatoes. Will someone please tell me who to vote for? I'm getting more befuddled every day. One party tells me this, the other one tells me that. In the morning I'm a Republican, by noon I'm a Democrat. The mudslinging's getting awful tiresome, and promises are coming thick and fast. One party says they'll guarantee a chicken in every pot, but when I pay my income tax, the thing I haven't got is a place where I could put it if I even had a pot. Will someone please tell me how to vote? The time has come again when you lose your dearest friend, but you'll be neighbors again after election. But till that day has come, you call the guy a bum and swear his family tree won't stand inspection. He returns the tools he borrowed and slams the kitchen door, but when next spring has rolled around, he'll bar them back once more. Will someone please tell me who to vote for? My life ain't worth a dime the way it is. My boss told me today I'd better get to work, and I said to myself, I'll bet that guy's a communistic jerk. My wife says I'm getting to be a crackpot. I'm getting more disgusted every day. Last night I saw a candidate in a big 10-gallon hat, kissing a baby's chubby face and grinning like a cat. And I'll bet that he was thinking, that slobbery little brat. Will someone please tell me how to vote? Will someone please tell me who to vote for? I've got to get it settled pretty soon. I start out every day as silent as a rock, and I get into an argument before I've gone a block. My wife swears she's going home to mother, and the kids don't run to meet me anymore. I grab a cup of coffee and take it to my den, turn on the television to get the latest trend, and someone in the kitchen says, here we go again. Will someone please tell me how to vote?
There ought to be a law in the United Nations about the growing population of the young generation. Secretary for rock, a treasure for roll, a musical flag saying, Roman gold, cast your vote.
Cast your vote if you want to rock and roll. We're gonna do the honky tonk.
In a world of money, where even the stupidest man could become president, we bring you America. Happy birthday, America. This is what you got. Hopefully it won't be your last. We started with something called Tweet. I don't know who that was. Honestly, I only found that this morning. Literally this morning, about 4 hours ago. No clues as to who it is. Nothing. I couldn't find it. And okay, so we try again sometime. We'll let you know. Electric Prunes, hey, Mr. President. And then let's see after that what we get. Janet Green, she was a John Bircher, wrote a song about a fascist threat. Comes closer to describing it than she wanted it to. The New World Order was Chris Burke playing games with his, I guess maybe by then it was still tape decks, huh? Convention, D. Clark, and the Delegates.
Arrogant Worms after that, also from Canada, teaching us a lesson. Carrot juice is murder. You know that by now, right? Okay. Just don't do it. The Waffle House as a political barometer. That was Dan Byrne. Ape Snake for President, Stan Freberg. And I think we got him up in the office now. His name isn't way Ape Snake, though. Anyway, will somebody tell me, please, who to vote for? That was Carson Robeson. Cast Your Vote was Bobby Hendricks in 1959. There was no election scheduled at that point, but okay. Cast Your Vote for Rock and Roll. And then Poetic Justice Thurgood. A Moment of Silence, please. That was Something Fierce from a truly obscure work. This is a single, a CD single that I found. Had four songs on it, including this one. It's one of the nicest things I've ever heard. All right? Anyway. Coming up, I have, here in Maine, we have ranked choice voting, and I'm going to present to you my three choices for president in ascending order. In other words, my least favorite first, and then my favorite third. So I will see you next week with more goodies of some sort. Just be careful and wash your hands, okay? See you later.
With your inspiring trust in me, I'm more than equal to the task. When country calls, a man can only serve. But I thought you'd never ask.
Thank you. enough. As I look from face to face, I can see that this movement of ours goes deeper than just a grassroots campaign, several feet deeper. And together, we can dig up the real issues confronting our country. One of the planks of our scaffold is absolutely vital. We must, in all fairness, give the vote to the spirit. Just consider the present injustice. Look at our current inheritance tax. The deplorable fact is it's taxation without representation. It's un-American, and I intend to change that.
Please,
no demonstrations. No. Also, if elected, I propose to expand the Federal Reserve System to include all blood banks, so your hard-earned savings will be protected. And when you hit those occasional dry periods, you can borrow at lower interest rates. I say, let's put the plasma to work. Keep it flowing. Let's put muscles in the corpuscles.
And of course, you're all aware of my tireless efforts on behalf of my More Schools for More Ghouls program. Let's be realistic. Put the emphasis on the anatomical sciences so our youth will be prepared to build a better society, monster by monster if necessary. And you all know my stand on sweeping social reforms. My worthy opponents try to deceive you with glib talk about cradle-to-grave security. And I say, that's fine as far as it goes. But I ask you, does any government have the right to withdraw assistance right at the brink of the grave? Just when real insecurity starts for most of us? Of course not, no! So I propose none of these cradle-to-grave half-measures. If elected, I will ensure for all of you security from germination to termination, no matter how long it takes, no strife in the afterlife. That's my motto! My friends, my every thought, my every deed is always for the creature's sake. To pledge my oath, I offer you my hand. Here, pass it around, and each one take a shake.
We want Zach! We want Zach! He's for freedom!
As long as it doesn't interfere with liberty.
He's for education!
As long as it doesn't wise up the voters.
He's for abolish payola!
For other than elected officials.
He's for strong labor.
As long as some work's done between coffee breaks.
He's for strong corporations.
What's good for general morticians is good for the country.
He's for public housing.
A family closet for every skeleton.
He's for motherhood.
The hand that rocks the cradle swings the vote.
He's for Zachary.
President, Zachary for president. He's Transylvania's favorite son.
Yeah. Vote for Zachary. Vote for Zach. Let's put a vampire in the White House. Just for fun.
Zachary! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a gal who never wanted to mix into politics. But my country needs me now. Because it's in one awful fix. You men have been running the USA. For years you've had full sway. I think it's a crime and just about time that we women had our way. You men have ignored the women. You've always been unfair. What we need is a woman now in the presidential chair. I ran for president 4 years ago, but Mr. Truman got in. Like William Jennings Bryan, I keep on trying, and this time I'm going to win. My presidential boom is going to be big and strong. And from now on, you'll hear this campaign song. Sophie Tucker for president. Your candidate for 1952. On the day that I'm elected, all you gals have been neglected will be furnished with a lover tried and true. You just vote for Sophie Tucker for president, and I guarantee a better deal for you. You women who have husbands who just go to bed and snore, I'll pass a law, I'll make them be as amorous as of yore. Like Dr. Pepper, they'll be good at 10 and at 2 and at 4. You vote for Sophie Tucker for president, your candidate for 1952. And here is my platform. When I'm elected, I will see to it that we women get our rights. We'll not only have better days, but more enjoyable nights. We've been getting the old 1-2 from all of you politicians, when what we want is greater affection and better loving conditions. We now have government controls on all kinds of merchandise. When I get in, we're going to begin to put controls on all you guys. We'll put a control on every old wolf who's cheating on his spouse, and we'll freeze what he's got to cheat with before he leaves the house. And when it comes to the forgotten man, I'll go one better than Mr. Truman. I'll put every forgotten man with some forgotten woman. And if they need information on that popular indoor sport, instead of the congressional record, I'll send them the Kinsey Report. For the betterment of our widows, you can't beat the Tucker plan. In every closet, a new mink coat and every boudoir man. You may get a widow's pension now, maybe all right. But what good is a pension on a cold and rainy night? What you women need is a guy like Clark Gable to call on you every night at nine with a big, long, kosher salami and a bottle of Manischewitz wine. He'll take care of your welfare and a manner you'll adore. And you can call up your psychiatrist and tell him you don't need him anymore. That's why I say we've got to have a woman in the White House. Women are doing everything today. We have women doctors.
Hooray for the women doctors!
We have women lawyers!
Hooray for the women lawyers!
We have women plumbers!
Hooray for the women plumbers!
In fact, there's very little difference between a man and a woman!
Hooray for that little difference!
Stop your heckling, please. Here is the most important issue. When it comes to the policy of foreign affairs, may I modestly say, I've had a couple of foreign affairs and I handled them okay. I'll take care of those Russian diplomats who do nothing but stall and disagree. Because when I get through with those guys, they'll have no strength to veto me. There's a big difference between war and peace. One fact you can't ignore. No man yet has ever said, I've just had a darn good war. So vote for Sophie Turner for president in 1980.